The journey a film score takes from the composer's brain to what comes out of the speakers at a theater is long and complicated. The score for Pixar's new film, The Good Dinosaur, is a good example. Brothers Michael and Jeff Danna began work on it 7 months ago, and audiences will hear it for the first time on Thanksgiving Day. Tim Grieving joined them for part of the process.
The Danna brothers started thinking about The Good Dinosaur last fall and began composing in earnest back in April. At the time, Michael was in the middle of moving, and since his studio was packed up, he wrote a lot of the score in his son's bedroom on his laptop. This is called a mock-up.
And because the mock-ups are so devoid of any human feeling or musicality, being synthesized violas and oboes and so on, if they work at that stage, then it's really going to work when real great musicians play this stuff.
Michael Danna has some experience at both ends of the process. He scored more than 100 films and TV series, and he won an Oscar 2 years ago for Life of Pi. Both he and his brother Jeff have scored animated films before, but the story of dinosaurs that survived extinction and evolved into sentient beings with their own society gave them new opportunities.
It really opens the door for a lot of interesting and unusual choices. Right away, we started thinking about pre-Columbian elements and, you know, what can we do with an orchestra that would pick up on this unusual and ethereal setting.
The brothers composed these mock-ups while watching a rough cut of the film. Once director Peter Sohn approved all of their music, the brothers wind up at the Warner Brothers lot in Burbank, California. A lone percussionist is standing on the recording stage, surrounded by a battery of musical toys, going through take after take with a shaker.
Yep. This might actually be nicer. Because
that takes up more.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, let's try that.
The Danna brothers are in the control booth, listening for just the right sound.
Hit it.
It's a pretty clinical, meticulous process that's part of what's called the pre-record sessions. 7 full days, in this case, where various solo instruments are captured in isolation before the full orchestra comes in.
The entire process of making a music score is additive, so every little detail becomes part of the whole. And so we really learned that even the smallest shaker in the background is important.
A week later, we're back on the stage at Warner Brothers, but this time with 75 musicians. And a whole bunch of cooks in the control booth providing feedback.
Smooth across there, not rebowing as obviously, if possible, please. Exactly.
Jeff Danna and his brother Michael are joined by Peter Sohn. He's been an animator at Pixar since Finding Nemo, but this is his debut in the director's chair. So learning how to communicate music was a new skill.
I was kind of nervous in general about, like, do I need to talk to you in terms of that lingo, like forte or anything like that? And so early on, I just started bringing up the characters and the emotion, and that became our commonality.
Sohn and the Danna brothers spent an intense 5 days with the orchestra, plowing through the score's 75 minutes of music. Michael Danna says that, with so much going on, he has to remind himself to stop and enjoy the experience of hearing Hollywood's top studio players performing his music.
Maybe 5% of the time you can really enjoy. And I stepped out this morning onto the floor and just listened. Maybe it was only 40 seconds, but it was a good 40 seconds.
And when the orchestra nails it, director Peter Sohn gets giddy.
You know, animation is so, you know, it takes forever. And the scoring, they move really fast. And it's all about capturing electricity. It's just like, da-da-da-da, was that the take? And everyone feeling it. Did you get the goosebumps? Did you feel that? And yes, we did. We're moving on.
A few weeks later, the Danna brothers are back at Warner Brothers, but the room is a lot emptier.
Turn off the orchestra for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Just that string chord. Okay, Well, now you can kind of hear what it's doing.
Yeah.
The music is completely recorded, and the Dan has worked with an engineer for 10 solid days mixing it, making sure, among other things, that that shaker is just prominent enough when combined with the orchestra. They look tired, and Jeff is getting over a cold. I ask if, at this point, they'd be screaming at each other if a reporter wasn't in the room.
No. No, we don't really...
We're both too tired for that.
Yeah, and we don't. It doesn't... I mean, if that was our relationship, we wouldn't really be working on music together.
After finishing their mix, the Dan has relinquished the score they've been working on so hard for months. Now, Peter Sohn and his team are 6 hours up the freeway at Skywalker Ranch for the film's final mix.
This is how you're gonna finish it down.
Can we try an experiment?
Yeah.
What about just kicking the beginning of that cue, of the music cue, just bloom that up a little bit louder for
And at this point, Sohn has to cut some music.
It's always about the movie, what's best for the movie. And so there have been pieces of music that you unfortunately do have to lose, and Michael understands completely, and he had some ideas of the same thing too, just because he understood where the story was going, and so maybe we didn't need that piece there.
This doesn't make it any easier. Michael and Jeff Dana often skip the final mix just because it's hard to watch your darlings get killed. That's another reason why, in the same way they work together, they'll watch the premiere together, with family.
I've collaborated with other people, but it's a lot easier with Mike. It's just very natural. Everything you do, you're being vulnerable, you're expressing yourself, and you're taking risks, and on a stage that's a big stage. So you need a sense of trust to do these dangerous things.
For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.